New Jersey is known as, right, the Garden State. Foundation for this state motto is the level of farming that has historically existed and flourished here in New Jersey. More recent times, farmers have certainly faced challenges from the economic side of things, as well as from various laws, regulations, restrictions, things like that. While this has been especially tough on the family farmer, most have weathered and overcome these challenges and storms. So, what's the outlook for New Jersey farmers today? How are tariffs from program cuts going to impact them? How many can and will survive all this? Here to examine all this is the National Affairs Coordinator with the New Jersey Farm Bureau, Liz Thompson. How are you today, Liz?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good to have you here. Talk about this, njfb.org. That is the website for the New Jersey Farm Bureau. Learn more about this issue. And always say, Liz, too, by and large, farming is sort of out of sight, out of mind. There, a lot of times, especially in New Jersey, you can't go down a main street of a town and see a farm. You really have to go look for them to see how. I mean, some farms do events, which now the state allows. I was reading about how they've loosened up a lot of regulations that restricted technically farms being able to promote themselves in activities. But just as a general starting point, Liz, what is the state of farming in New Jersey today as far as what it's facing in pressure and what it has as far as opportunity in front of it?
The state of farming, from a production standpoint, from productivity, is excellent in New Jersey. Our farmers are really good at what they do, very good farmers. The challenges they face are rising input costs, the challenges with extra regulation burden. Those things make farming harder, and finding labor and affording to pay labor are the big challenges facing New Jersey agriculture.
I saw one stat that it'll vary, obviously, from farm size to farm size, but generally 40% of a farming cost is labor cost.
That's hard to pin down just because every type of farm requires different types of labor.
Sure.
You know, if you're growing grain and field crops, you need less labor than if you're growing vegetables.
So let's start with what's happening with tariffs. And first and foremost, just like any business would, farmers need certainty so that they can build and structure what they are doing and what they're going to do next. Farming certainly relies on long-term planning, not short-term activity strictly. So when we see these tariff plans becoming whims almost and changing literally with the wind, what's that doing for farmers as far as how they plan and how they budget?
Well, farming is already an uncertain proposition. You know, you're dependent on a lot of factors, including the weather, which is always unpredictable. So having this extra added layer of uncertainty certainly causes anxiety among the farm community, and it affects everybody differently depending on what they grow. Trade is a situation where there are always winners and losers in every trade agreement. So maybe certain commodities are better off with a trade agreement than other commodities. And we always need to look at those and try to balance that and try to do the least harm. The main concern right now is, A, across-the-board tariffs instead of targeted, specific kind of well-planned tariffs that are intended to do specific things are less effective. And the second issue, of course, is that the tariffs are on and then they're off and then they're on again is challenging as well.
Because certainly, too, I mean, for example, New Jersey farmers primarily export to Canada and Mexico. That's not good news since recent news we've seen about tariffs in those two countries. So, you know, let's turn around instead of going from domestic out to an exporting situation. Why would Canada and Mexico want to continue receiving exports from New Jersey farmers if they don't know from month to month what is going to wind up costing those two countries?
It brings a lot of things into question. The other thing is, even for countries that New Jersey farmers don't particularly export to, if other American farmers do, it will change the whole supply and demand structure, which is going to change prices. So all of the tariffs on all the different countries have impacts. The second major impact is that if countries like Canada, say, decide to retaliate, they import things into this country that our farmers need to produce their crops. You know, Canada is responsible for a very high percentage of the potash that farmers need for fertilizing for soil amendments. And so if they retaliate and our farmers have to pay increased prices for inputs, that's also a challenge.
So, yeah, it's a lose-lose. They're losing because of a shrinking exporting availability and opportunity. And since a great deal of equipment and other necessary items are imported, if those costs are higher, again, it's a heavier financial strain for any farm of any size.
It absolutely can be. And again, we know that there are cases where our agreements are not as good as they could be and need improving, but a less heavy-handed approach and maybe a little more specific and strategic approach may be more beneficial to our growers.
For you listening, you might be surprised to know that New Jersey farmers export, rough number, around $700 million a year in domestic agricultural product, the largest being various plant products, puts New Jersey in the most recent rankings at number 12, soybeans, livestock, vegetables. State is number 20 in the ranking, as well as fruits are concerned, number 14 in the ranking. So with those, I mean, not top 10, Liz, but certainly high ranking among 50 states, it shows that New Jersey farmers are heavily reliant on the export business.
Absolutely. Again, they do export, and even the ones that are selling domestically, the price changes based on the exports of the whole country. So it affects everybody, even those who aren't selling for the export market.
So with Liz Thompson, National Affairs Coordinator with the New Jersey Farm Bureau, NJFB.org, their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So that's an element of farming that is developing and certainly adding difficulties to farming. Let's talk about something that has officially been cut and lost. The Local Food for Schools Cooperative Agreement Program and the Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program. This is where local farmers were able to sell foods to schools for the meals programs as well as food pantries. First and foremost, why does cutting that seem like a good idea at any given point, Liz?
Everybody is looking to save money in the government budget, and we understand that. This is not an area we support cutting. This, to our thinking, is a win-win. The farmers benefit from this because it increases the sales of their products, and they get a fair price for those products. The people who are in need, whether it's schools that want to provide local healthy foods to students or it's the food pantries and food banks that are trying to help people who really need access to good healthy foods, everybody wins from this. So we were very disappointed to see these cuts.
To the tune of $26 million, which at least at this point in time, whether the state can cover that lost funding, that's a question mark, isn't it?
It is absolutely a question mark. We are hopeful that we can find another source of funding to continue these programs, but we don't have any specific guarantee that that will happen at this point.
Has there been any hint of a life preserver of some sort? Because I remember when Rook Rollins was going through the confirmation process to head up the USDA, one of the things she was questioned on and replied in the positive was, if farmers are having problems, the USDA could step forward with relief programs. Has that talk gone silent? Has there been hints of that continuing? Because it has happened in the past through the USDA.
We've definitely received help through USDA in the past in response to a variety of different events that have caused problems. Financial problems in the ag community. So is it possible? Yes. Are we hoping that we can work something out? Also, yes. What needs to happen probably before that is the federal government, Congress needs to enact a budget so that we have a better idea of what funding sources are available from where before we can look to get any kind of funding to relieve this situation.
I just wanted to end this on a positive note, because we're getting into the warmer time of year, so that means farmers markets and farm stands, and that's one of the ways that somebody listening right now can help the farmers out by supporting those avenues.
Visiting a local farm with their own market or a community farmers market, going to farms that do ag education and ag tourism activities, always, or going to your grocery store but looking for Jersey Fresh produce at your local grocery store, always to help New Jersey farmers.
And if your local grocery store does not have Jersey Fresh, find the manager's office and see what you could do to change that situation, because farming is not just heritage and history, it's livelihood, and it's also a great avenue for nutrition and healthy eating all combined. Why someone wants to reduce, eliminate, challenge, make it more challenging than it needs to be, that is a mystery that only logic, heart, and your voice as a supporter of our farms can possibly be to change that. Learn more about farming in New Jersey, njfb.org. That's the website for the New Jersey Farm Bureau. She is their National Affairs Coordinator, Liz Thompson. Liz, thank you for raising awareness of the issues facing farmers and helping us understand, too, that they are overcomers and they can endure, but we have to help them, too. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Chris.